Earth, sky.
Life seems to find a way to thrive. And this planet, as far as we can tell, has all the right conditions for that to happen. So that makes me very optimistic.
You're listening to astronomer Stephen Vogt of the University of California, Santa Cruz. In September 2010, Dr. Vogt and his team announced the first planet orbiting in the habitable zone, the zone around a star where a planet might support life as we know it. As of now, October 2010, no other astronomers have confirmed the existence of this planet, called Gliese 581G. Still, the planet might be there. And if so, Dr. Vogt believes conditions are good for it to support life.
So life is pretty aggressive in getting a toehold given just half a chance. And it can do it over and over again under the most dire circumstances.
Vogt believes habitable planets might be common.
I think it's telling us that there's a lot of places that are similar and maybe even more amenable to life out there in our own galaxy, like the Earth. And that's a pretty amazing thing to imagine.
A cool characteristic of Gliese 581G, if it exists, is that it always keeps one face towards its star. Because of this, there would be a belt of perpetual twilight entirely encircling the planet, separating the day and the night sides. Vogt said this twilight zone would be the most hospitable part of the planet for life. I'm Emily Howard. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.